I can't follow Christ and have anyone else in my life, mother, father, husband, wife, brother, sister, child, not even myself, stand on the same plane with the Lord Jesus Christ. He must be Lord.
From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Our question for this podcast episode, Pastor, is about Luke 14, specifically verses 25 to 27. And I'll let you read it, but the question is, should I hate my parents, spouse, and other family and friends in order to follow Jesus? Because that's what it seems like Jesus is saying. Maybe you could explain the passage and kind of give us your own thoughts on this.
Sure. Luke 14, 25 says, "Now great crowds accompanied him, and he turned and said to them, 'If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.'" It goes on to say, "Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." So the best interpreter of Scripture is Scripture. Mm-hmm. And when you do that with a passage like this, what becomes evident is that Jesus is not using the word hate in the sense of personal animus. Mm-hmm. It's not like to follow him makes us really hateful toward every other person in our life. That's not what he means. He's using hate in the sense of choice. "Jacob I have loved, Esau I have hated," in Romans 9. Mm-hmm. Jacob was chosen of the Lord for a particular purpose. So this has to do with one choice or another. Which am I choosing? Which am I not choosing? That would be hate in this sense. So what he's saying is, to be his disciple, he must have first place. He must have first place in everything. He must have first place in our relationships. I can't follow Christ and have anyone else in my life, mother, father, husband, wife, brother, sister, child, not even myself, stand on the same plane with the Lord Jesus Christ. He must be Lord. And where that becomes practical is when following him means suffering some sort of loss in the realm of my relationships. When following him is treated by people I love as if I am hating them. And that comes into play. What has changed about you? Why is our relationship not exactly the same as it always was? Why do you have to be at that church on Sundays? Those sorts of things come up sometimes when we have come to faith in Christ, and the people we love in our family or friendships or whatever, they have not yet come to Christ, and they just do not understand our new life.
Is this like the word hate, is that just for shock value? I mean, is it to...
No, I think, as I just mentioned, I think it will often be interpreted by the people we love as hatred. It's like they would say we don't love them as we should. So I think it's used in the sense of preference or choice, priority is the word I was looking for. I think it's used in the sense of ultimate priority, choice, devotion. My devotion to Christ is such that there's no one else, including my own life, that stands in the same place. But for them, it often feels like hatred. It's regarded like hatred because clearly our relationships change when we come to faith in Christ if the people we're in relationship with don't know him at the same time.
Is this any way similar to when Jesus says he kind of divides families in terms of what the gospel and the acceptance of Jesus as Lord and Savior of the universe does?
No doubt, Josh. Yeah, the gospel is a sword. It unites.
Yes.
But it also divides. So the gospel comes to a life. The result is that your family comes to faith in Jesus. Right. It's uniting. You know, a kind of love and a peace, unity in your home that you never knew outside of Christ. And that's in those circumstances, it unites. But let one person come to faith in Christ and the rest of the family doesn't. Or think about a marriage. A husband comes to Christ and the wife doesn't. Or the wife comes to Christ and the husband doesn't. Now that same gospel is like a sword that divides. Now conflict has entered into the relationship that was not there before. And it seems like hatred to the person that you really do love. Mm-hmm. You don't hate them. Mm-hmm. But Jesus is prioritized over that relationship. Yeah. He's going to be Lord in my life, even if it means I suffer loss in the realm of that relationship.
And then maybe briefly, lastly, apart this, he says that they cannot be my disciple. Well, on the front end, you're saying this means, you know, being reconciled to God through Christ, accepting Jesus as Lord. What does this idea mean, being his disciple?
Yeah, the primary way that the word disciple is used in the New Testament is follower of Christ, which has to do with salvation. We often think of discipleship in terms of what follows after we've come to Jesus.
Right, that's typical.
And there's no doubt, as disciples, we go on walking with Christ and we're sanctified. But to be a disciple of Jesus Christ is to be a believer. It's to be his follower. It's to be someone who knows Jesus and salvation. Mm. So you can't be a follower of Christ unless you receive him for who he is, and he is Lord.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, Straight Truth is listener supported. So if you'd like to find out ways how you can help us to continue to produce this podcast, you can go to our website and find out ways to do that, straighttruth.net. At that website, you'll also find links to all of our previous episodes and our social media channels, so be sure to check it out. Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.